Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. At least 15 Palestinians were killed and hundreds injured by Israeli security forces confronting one of the largest Palestinian demonstrations in recent years along the Israel-Gaza border. Palestinian ambassador to the United Nations, Riyad Mansour.
People in occupied Palestine are disappointed now that the Security Council met but did not take action yet to stop this massacre and to condemn this massacre and to hold those responsible accountable.
Major Karen Hajoff is the head of Israel Defense Forces public diplomacy.
What we've seen over the last 24 hours is anything other than a peaceful protest. What we've seen is a violent riot in its clearest form. The Hamas terrorist organization have sent their people here to camouflage their true intentions, and we've seen that on the ground just behind where I'm standing right now.
She accuses militants of trying to carry out attacks under the cover of mass protests. The vote counting is underway in Sierra Leone after Saturday's election to choose their new president in a runoff vote. Amos Sawyer, an election monitor with ECOWAS, says the counting has been open and transparent.
Well, thus far, what we have observed ourselves is a very professionally done counting. Polling officials, very professional, very efficient, very good communication with party agents.
The current president, Ernest Karoma, is stepping down this year after serving 2 5-year terms. From Washington, this is VOA News. A massive fire has broken out at a World Food Program facility in Yemen. Yemen's official news agency reported the fire on Saturday, quoting a Yemeni official as saying the fire caused severe damage to humanitarian aid held at the outpost. The cause of the fire is unclear. An official told the French news agency the fire engulfed 4 warehouses and destroyed an estimated 50 tons of food. Yemeni officials are urging the United Nations to investigate. Russia ordered Britain to cut more than 50 people from its diplomatic missions in Russia. The move comes as relations between the two countries deteriorate further following the poisoning of a former Russian spy and his daughter in Britain. The latest demand from Russia is in addition to the retaliatory move both countries took earlier this month when they each ordered 23 of the other's diplomats expelled. On Friday, the Kremlin gave marching orders to 59 diplomats from 23 Western countries in retaliation for the collective Western expulsion of Russian diplomats. Physicist Stephen Hawking was laid to rest Saturday after dying March 14th at age 76. The scientist, confined for decades to a wheelchair and voice synthesizer because of the disease ALS, was known for his charisma and curiosity. Martin John Rees was Hawking's classmate and the former president of the Royal Society.
Well, I mean, he's not quite such a great figure as Einstein. I think no one would say he was quite on the level of Einstein. But I will say that he was one of the 2 or 3 people who have done most since Einstein to expand our understanding of gravity, space, and time.
Hawking's funeral was held Saturday at the Cambridge University church known as Great St. Mary's. Many people are keeping an eye on the sky as a massive Chinese space station tumbles toward Earth. The Tiangong-1 is expected to crash to Earth in the next 36 hours. It's the largest man-made object to re-enter Earth's atmosphere in a decade. It was scheduled for a controlled crash into the Pacific Ocean, but in September 2016, China's space agency lost contact with the station. Former NASA astronaut Mike Massimino says, despite the station's size, there's little to worry about.
It will be coming in. Parts of it will hit the Earth, not much of it. Most of it will burn up in reentry. Some will make it through the atmosphere and strike the Earth, but the chance of anyone getting hit is really very, very remote.
The reentry area covers a large part of the Earth's oceans. Any surviving pieces of the space station are expected to end up at the bottom of the sea. For the latest news around the clock, please visit us at voanews.com or go to our mobile app. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Voice of America.